And as a reflection of the work that you've done in improving the quality and diversity and inclusivity, you were awarded an MBE. So I'd love to hear more about how that came about and maybe the ceremony.
So again, it's slightly tinged with sadness because Her Late Majesty, I mean, I think, I mean, whether you're a royalist or not, I think most people had a lot of respect for Her Majesty. And obviously Her Majesty has passed away, but very graciously in 2020, she conferred an MBE on me for inclusive research. And it was just a delight. You know, it's like being paid for something you enjoy doing. It's like being paid for your hobby, and it was just wonderful. Although I've got to give acknowledgement that it wasn't just me. As I've been saying, there have been so many other people who've stood with me and supported me. So I'd like to see, including the Vices for Dignity, so I'd really like to see this award not just being for me personally, but being for all of us who have been involved with the movements of patient involvement and EDI. And the ceremony itself was special for me because it took place in Windsor Castle. And as you probably know, most of these awards have historically taken place in Buckingham Palace. Because of COVID, the Late Majesty had moved to Windsor Castle and was basically there for much of the COVID period. And so that's where it was. But she, as you know, towards the end of her life, she wasn't well enough. So it was actually Princess Anne who, again, whether you're all this or not, I think Princess Anne is a hardworking royal who tries to stay out of controversy. So I was really thrilled for her to be the one to carry out the investiture ceremony. And I was looking back at the clip, and it was wonderful. I made her laugh, she made me laugh. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. And it was, you know, there was music in the background. The hall where it took place was just resplendent. It was, I guess the word would be magical. It was just magical. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the day itself. And I just feel so honored and so privileged to be have given this award, particularly because obviously lots of people get awards, but particularly for services to inclusive research, which is my passion, which is my hobby, which is what I live and breathe. So it was just wonderful.
Lovely memories, and it's great to have that recognition for all your work.